Monday, November 6th. Colson was pushing this morning for a stronger line by the president as a result of McGovern's very rough TV thing last night, using a lot of horror stuff on Vietnam, the father of the guy who was killed, etc. But nobody else thinks the president should do anything on it, and I think we can hold it down at least for now. He did his TV taping today, and it was pretty funny. They had trouble getting started, and got pretty well into the first take, and they had to cut because of a fly moving around. The president made some pretty funny cracks as they tried to get rid of the fly. He said, "They'll never get it with a swatter." Then he said, "If you've got a fly, you've got a fly. Let's go ahead." They finally got two pretty good takes, and we'll go ahead with them on that basis. He called from the residence and said, wondered if we could work in the crowd shots from yesterday, or Saturday, which I told him he couldn't do. He said he had talked to Connolly, Mitchell, and McGregor, and they were all in good spirits. I talked to Connolly, too. He thinks we're in great shape, that they've gotten meaner on all of us. He has no problem readings at all. There's very little apathy. There will be a very heavy vote all over the U.S. The only thing is minds are made up. That's why they don't show interest now. The absentee voting is exceptionally heavy. Says that everybody's still afraid of McGovern. There's no diminution in any area. The only problem is that big majority has never been done before, and it's hard to believe we can approach it. He figures it'll come out at about 58-42. It's hard to believe it can be bigger than that. He points out the enormous change in the political structure since 64. For instance, the blacks have isolated themselves, the whole change in philosophy and motivating factors. He has no concern on the Vietnam thing, and he's a little bit sad that the president had his last political rally last Saturday night. End of November 6th. Addendum to November 6th. It's ironic in terms of the whole North Vietnam situation at this point that McGovern is cut loose on these last couple nights with his complete all-out blast at the president on Vietnam, making the point primarily that we have no deal and that there isn't going to be any peace. When on Saturday, we got the word from North Vietnam that we had a date set of the 14th, or whatever other date Kissinger wanted to confirm, for the next meeting. So we knew that we had the thing ready to go, but couldn't say anything about it, and just had to let McGovern kick us around.